2. Virgin Birth. After the cab dropped her off at the curb, Jacinta Rosario lost herself for a few moments in the ritual of payment and tip before turning to face the building. Overhead, gulls shrieked under the razor sun. Something thundered out of LAX a few miles north. An 803, she identified it easily by its engine signature. Torrance was a community of small frame houses packed along winding streets. The lots weren't all that big, about the size of a swimming pool, which was what most of them had for backyards, but they were big enough to separate each house from its neighbors and save them from the label of row homes. The Silver Apple Refuge must have been a school at one time, and still was, since the sisterhood ran under charter one of the better public schools in the district, a boarding school for girls at risk. Jacinta shaded her eyes against the sun and peered at the upper floors. They'd find a place for her. That was one of the rules. The first precept read, "The apple is never far from the tree." Yet it felt more like exile than homecoming, and that was wrong. She was a silver apple. She belonged here. Another jetliner took off. Her mind transmuted the roar into the holy rumble of high-impulse rockets lifting from Phoenix Skyport, hundreds of miles east. But nothing would be lifting from Phoenix, or Allentown, or Prague, or anywhere else, until the financial crisis had passed. And even then, would anyone remember the cadet training schedules that had gotten shredded when it all hit the fan? Just a short sabbatical, was how Mr. Calhoun put it, when he announced that shortfalls in the lift tax on ballistic and orbital flights required drastic economies at the Glenn Space Flight Academy. They can't afford to keep the orbital fleets grounded for too long.